Today in Twitter, I will direct you to @BracketDan. Mm-hmm. And if you are not on Twitter, which from what I understand, the majority of people listening on the radio are not actually on Twitter, then we hope to be descriptive. Use our years of training to tell you what is on Twitter today. But if you want a companion piece, you can go to @BracketDan. And I just put out there the retweet of our subject today. And as we talked about doing this segment, you know, I don't know how this goes, as the future goes. Do we all bring something to today in Twitter and we bounce from story to story? Like if this one isn't enough to hold us for 10 minutes? I don't know. Everything means everything. Don't try to, just go ahead and turn on your own mic.
I'm guilty as charged with stories from the Twitter, or as the kids call it, the bird. I think we should adopt that.
Do they say that?
Do they?
Well, I'm going to say that they do.
Okay, yeah, you have no idea.
Just make that up.
Your kid is one. I should know, but I don't. I do not listen to my kids. I've given up. So anyway, today in Twitter is actually something that just was put out there today. And today in Twitter also will cover just something we are looking at today in Twitter. It doesn't have to be. It could have been from last week. It could have been from 2 years ago. It's kind of like a meme of the week, right? I believe we did Free Shavakadu on that many years after it was actually invented. But today in Twitter comes to us from a lady named Wendy. Wendy with an I. And she is videoing a guy in the airplane who is behind her. And she has created quite a firestorm right now. Says 340,000 views on this thing. And I don't see where it lists how many comments. I'm sure I could find that if I looked around. But a lot, as you will see and you will hear us describe to you. So she tweets out, "Here's a great jackhole. He was angry that I reclined my seat. He punched it about 9 times hard, at which point I began to video him, and he resigned to this behavior. The other jackhole is the American Air flight attendant who reprimanded me and offered him rum." That is not shown in this video. It's a 45-second video. And for the whole 45 seconds, so they're in coach, and they appear to be right at the back of the plane. So the smaller of the seats, right? You have your, having recently flown, I think you have coach, which is the least roomy. Then you got something in the middle, like business, is it? What do they call those?
Business
you could
Tuesday
pay,
class,
you could,
yeah.
You could pay extra to have a little more leg room. You could get the exit rows, will give you lots of leg room, but the problem there is you can't recline your seat. And I don't think you can put your bag in front of you if you're in the exit row. So I never take the exit row because I like to, you know, have the stuff near me.
I was just going to point out and I guess ask you whether or not you think offering someone rum is a great de-escalator. Hey, I've got a conflict here. This just seems pretty upset.
Isn't that for the colicky baby on the flight? You might give him a little something on the gums or something.
Once upon a time, I'm sure.
Back in the old days.
Now you just throw him a gummy.
Right. Anyway, so the responses seem to be fairly split. So what we have here is lady and coach. She reclines all the way back. Guy is very perturbed by that. And he starts literally just punching her seat over and over and over again. And this video is 45 seconds long of him just doing this. So now he's just rocking the seat. If you're going to back it up right into my knees. So the responses seem to be very split. Many or some will say using a standard function for the purpose it was meant for is not an excuse for this man to bully you into submission. Shame on the airlines. Would he have done this if it was a man? Interesting, right?
Does she have her thumb on the button the whole time, do you think?
I don't think you need to keep your thumb on the button. You just, once you lock it back, it's locked.
Okay.
You can't push it up unless your thumb is on the button.
Okay, because it just looks like there's a lot of action on the seat. Like, she's almost pushing back against him, and they're seesawing back and forth. But maybe so, just the ones that's locked.
A great percentage of the people are like, look, you're in the right here. You reclined your seat. It can recline. It's okay. A great percentage of people say, why are you so inconsiderate? Reclining airline seats, such a dud move. I admire his resilience. Why would you share this video when it puts you in such a bad light? And this looks to be a very polarizing issue today on Twitter. And my first reaction is I side with the guy. Because, man, there's nothing I hate more, and I had it on the way back from Miami, too. So you're on you're in the middle of the flight, you've been in the air for an hour. There's a tiny lady in front of me. She's much smaller than I am. I'm 6'2", and I'm in coach, the part, you know, I didn't pay extra for the seat. And now she decides, wow, 3 hours, I gotta really spread out here.
I'm tuckered out.
Reclines all the way back. I had my computer on the tray at the time, open, watching something. And now she reclines all the way back. Now the computer is kind of shoved into my stomach. You're my height, so you're taller, right? So you understand this. And I will admit that I've been guilty of a passive-aggressive, maybe a quick knee, maybe a quick one just to show you are making me uncomfortable here. But not a continued over and over pumping it. Just a... Now, if I get up to move, I might also give it a little bump just to show, like, look, I can't move here.
I've done it too, man. I feel bad about it in hindsight.
You have reclined onto somebody?
No. Okay. I have gone knee into the tray table in front of me to try to let them know a little bit, and I think it's probably us being a jerk.
Or every time I reach down into my bag, I'll give it a little, look, I can't even reach in my bag without disrupting your nap.
Yeah, I might also do the deal that you would do when you're a teenager, which is maybe some audible exasperation. You know, kind of a, ugh, yeah. Or like as I'm getting out of my seat, a little bit of a, jeez. Like, just to let you know that you're inconveniencing me. And that's my emotional response. My logical one is, you probably just got to put up with it, right? I didn't buy extra leg room, and I'm the guy who needs
it. When you buy that seat, you understand seats do recline.
Yeah.
And there's a very good possibility that other people are not as totally cool as we are.
It's a couple hours of your life.
Like, I'm so cool that I would not I do not recline ever.
I don't either.
So that's what I'm...
not on an American flight, no way.
That's what I want to clear up. So do you guys think that you can never recline no matter what seat you're in, or just especially in this situation if you're second to last from the back?
I think logically I would say you can recline.
Because if everybody reclines,
I've paid for that ticket.
Then no one's bumping.
I could have paid an extra $45 to get a better seat, and I didn't. So I understand that's the risk that I go with. But I'm hoping that whoever is in the seat in front of me will be, like I said, I'm calling myself extra cool because I will not do that to somebody else.
I've seen some people say
and I'm hoping they'll be one of the good people in society. But
right, it just doesn't work that way. I've seen some people say you should just ask. But I don't know who's going to say no?
I would say, yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, and then I would be upset about it. Yeah, and really, the point here is they're turning us against one another. Because the reality is that, and you don't always see this on other airlines outside of the old US of A, there's not enough room on those planes. They could give you a little bit more room, and it would cost them 10% or 5% of their bottom line, 10%, and this would all be fine, but they pack those planes too tightly.
But even being a seat puncher, I realize I understand profit, and I understand even if it's $300 or whatever you have to pay, it's an amazing cost to be able to fly me all the way to Miami in 3 hours. Like, the infrastructure they have built, you know what I mean? To be able to do this and...
Well, this Wi-Fi doesn't work?
You know, that's... comedy bit, right?
Right, Louis C.K.,
that
yeah.
That you're pissed? Like, I still kind of am appreciative of the fact this exists. Because driving would be a tremendous beating and all the, and I can't believe it's only $300. So even when people complain about the prices, I'm like, it's amazing that we figured out how to put this giant thing in the air with a bunch of people and
no one dies.
And yeah, they've kind of figured that out over the years, that there are not really commercial airlines crashes anymore in the continental U.S. at least. And I don't know.
The only thing I would offer,
so I try to be logical about it, but I am also saying I need someone in the back for doing this to me.
We're in the same boat. The only thing, Julie, is when you say it's only a few hours of your life, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I hate to be calling attention to the fact that, you know, males, we're always getting the short end of the stick.
Again.
For all of history, really. There's a point at about 2 hours where it is, it hurts.
Yeah.
Like, if you're my height and someone is in your lap with their seat, there's a point where you're like, man, this hurts. Like, and then you can just kind of get up and walk around, but then you go back.
And then
back
it goes
and
away.
Doesn't
you
hurt.
Go on with your life and you're just fine.
That's right.
True. You didn't create drama.
It's just kind of an uncool thing. It's uncool to give only a 10% tip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's uncool to...
But I don't want to make it illegal.
And it doesn't look like she's getting in his way too much. He has an aisle seat. He doesn't have his laptop up like Dan did. He's not eating.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just annoyed.
He's just being an a-hole.
Yeah, so he's definitely in the wrong.
Yes.
She's kind of in the wrong, just as far as polite society things.
What a jerk.
Like, you should not drive exactly the speed limit in the passing lane. But it is legal, right?
That
some
might
states,
actually be
some states you can't drive
places.
In the passing lane unless you're passing.
Oh, really?
Right.
But I mean,
but yeah,
I don't
general,
think Texas
there are
cares.
There are polite, let's say a three-lane thing, you're going straight, but you're waiting at the red light in the right lane. And now there's a row of people behind you that can't turn right, but you're like, well, this is legal. Don't you, though, you try to do polite things in society like, oh, okay, if I'm going straight, I'll move to the middle lane and let guys in the right go, you know, turn right. It's small little things, but they annoy me, and this is another small thing that annoys me. But so let's say everybody's wrong.
I think the upshot of it, though, is that we both agree that these are things that annoy us, and you may even react negatively to them, but then logically you're still impressed that we're able to do any of this at all, and you just kind of step back for a second. Because I think the same thing about, I get absolutely steamed whenever the plane lands and everyone stands up in the aisle. I mean,
yes.
See, physically,
I'm that way, though, and we're all tall. So if you're on a 2+ hour flight, and the moment you can get up and move around, I'm moving my legs.
My argument has always been, if we've been on it for 2 hours, what's 5 more minutes, and then we can all get off in an orderly fashion.
It's the hurry up and wait.
Yeah,
it's the second, even with assigned seats, and you don't have an overhead bag, you got to run into line like.
Chill out.
It's hurry up so you can stand there and wait.
Right. And then your waiting makes it harder for everyone else to get off. These are the things that should be taught in schools.
Right. How to live in society.
Taxes and deboarding.
And make things proper. Okay. That is today in Twitter. That is not the 130 News. What is on the 130 News? This is a tease.
Like we do every day, let's check in on the Seattle Land Use and Neighborhoods Committee public comment meeting.
Hmm.